Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This hour is sponsored by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Affordable implants, life-changing smiles.
Adam Hogue says...
Adam Hogue, Bears Insider.
What's up, everyone? My name's Adam Hogue.
Host of the Hogue and Johns podcast.
What I like about this coaching staff, it's like the 100 guys in a bar theory. When 100 guys in the bar are all screaming the same thing, that usually means that they're onto something, even if it's 100 guys in a bar. Like, that's what I... think about this with Colson Loveland. And so snap counts go up. Johnsy, it is that time for another high draft pick, Luther Burden.
Adam Hogue.
Adam Hoagie or Hogue, excuse me, I don't know how to pronounce the last name.
With Raheemi Harrison Grody on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Talking to Adam Hogue every Friday, and we do so thanks to Circa Sports Illinois. He joins us on the hotline. Download the Circa app today. He also is with us on Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670thescore. Adam Hogue with CHGO's Bears coverage and the Hogue and Johns podcast. And Adam, I'm going to pick up where we left off in our last hour. You heard Ben Johnson say the same thing. This is a different team to him than they were from week one 10 weeks ago when they lost to the Minnesota Vikings here at home. How much into account do you take that declaration?
Well, I think it matters a lot. You're talking about a team that has a different left tackle, a running game that didn't exist back in week one, a quarterback that's maturing and developing. Colson Loveland was pretty much a non-factor week one. Luther Burden, pretty much a non-factor. So these guys have come on. Kyle Manungai as well. So you got... a lot of evidence that offensively you're a lot better than you were when the season started. Now, I think they just got to find consistency on that side of the ball is really the next step, and what they're still sort of going through and struggling with right now. But, and I think on the offensive line as a whole, they've come together as well. And that's a big part of the running game taking off the way it has. So that's great to be able to say, but you need to go out there on Sunday and execute all that. If you do execute that, you probably win the football game. Defensively, I feel like they're not a ton different. There's some things that are a little different. They're probably a little bit better stopping the run than they have been. This unit has pretty much been what it's been all season, dealing with injuries, grinding through injuries, well-coached unit that's given up a lot of yards, but taking the ball away in key moments. Of course, the big difference would be the addition of C.J. Gardner-Johnson. We'll see how much of a factor that continues to be. Certainly, the early returns are very positive.
That's interesting that we talk about
Gardner Johnson. We had Jared Payton on the show yesterday, and he said he'd give him the defensive MVP, even though it's only been a couple of games. I mean, how can you put into words what he has meant to this defense, and not just the last 2 weeks, but maybe kind of a steadying of what they are without several key guys still missing?
Well, I think you saw in Baltimore defense that just really they had patched it together and kind of survived without Kyler Gordon early in the season. Then they got him back, and I think you saw what they're kind of supposed to be. And then he gets hurt again, and then all of a sudden they look lost. And so I think that C.J. Gardner-Johnson has been more than a Band-Aid, which is kind of what you were dealing with early on in the season. To the point that he can be, I think the conversation becomes, and it's not really relevant this weekend because obviously Kyler Gordon's not back, but in what ways does Dennis Allen use him when Kyler Gordon does return? Because I think they both need to be on the field, and I think C.J. Gardner-Johnson has the potential to, you look over to that Vikings defense, you see a guy like Josh Metellus who kind of plays all over. He'll be your slot corner. He'll be your linebacker. He'll drop back as a strong safety. He can play the deep middle, although he doesn't do it a ton and is sometimes vulnerable there. But, you know, C.J. Gardner-Johnson's been a safety. He's been an outside corner too. I think he can kind of slide inside, and if you want to go into more dime packages once Kyler Gordon comes back and T.J. Edwards is still dealing with the hamstring, maybe you take Edwards off the field a little bit just to spell him and go with one linebacker. But really, C.J. Gardner-Johnson sort of playing that hybrid linebacker role for you. I think there's a number of different things you can do with this guy that's very exciting. And Dennis Allen, who has the history with him, is going to know exactly how to use him. And so I can't wait till we get to that point. Hopefully we do get to that point in a couple weeks with Kyler Gordon returning. But right now, we kind of know what his role is in the slot. I think there's some moments where he can still be a little bit better, but having that weapon that Dennis Allen has to be able to blitz him and use him as an extra pass rusher has been very effective.
This segment on The Score with Adam Hoge is brought to you by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS. Adam, I think the Vikings are a vulnerable team right now. I think the Bears are getting them at a good time. But what is your overall assessment of the Minnesota Vikings and where they might end up this season based on what you've seen? Because I can't call it on the Vikings. One week I'm like, they might suck, and then they might be good. They beat the Lions on the road. What's your call on this Minnesota team?
Well, I think it comes down to J.J. McCarthy's development. It's been frustrating, I think, at times so far for them. They, whether it's just him being injured and not being able to play, or when he is playing, you know, missing a wide open Justin Jefferson on the right sideline, having an opportunity to scramble for a first down last week and instead throwing a jump ball in the double coverage that gets picked off by Malachi Starks. There's just been, you see these glimpses of the first round talent and the playmaking ability, whether it's with his legs or completing some clutch throws. Certainly he showed the Bears that in week one, that he can be clutch. And this is a guy that has won every level that he's ever played, like in multiple sports. He's just one of these guys that wins games. But right now, I think he's going through, you know, swimming in the deep end of the NFL at this point. And, I really think it's the Vikings are going to go as he goes, because defensively, I like how they're playing the last couple weeks. Now, if they don't have Jonathan Greenard Sunday, that'll change things. But defensively, you know they're good. They're going to give you a chance. He has the weapons at his disposal. The one thing outside of J.J. McCarthy, though, that I think continues to be a problem for them is consistently running the football. I think I talked to you guys about this way back in week one. You know, it's a little bit of a misnomer under Kevin O'Connell. They really haven't been a great running team under KOC, and he hasn't really committed to the run as much as he probably says how important it is. So I think that that's something they're always trying to work out. And that's kind of holding this offense back too right now, because when you look at how much running the football and using play action has helped Caleb Williams, they're kind of missing that right now with J.J. McCarthy, and that would be something that would make his life a lot easier at this point. But, you know, I think there's opportunities in this game for J.J. McCarthy to play well and maybe pick on a shorthanded Bears defense. But if Dennis Allen can kind of call the game of his life and push the buttons at the right time where he brings pressure and kind of sit back and maybe force some mistakes or allow those mistakes to come their way, this is a team that's -7 in the takeaway margin where the Bears are +14. Now, sometimes that evens out. You hope it doesn't this week because on paper, that should be an advantage for the Bears. On
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Sunday.
We're talking to Adam Hoge. He is with CHGO. He's also hosting the Hoge and Johns podcast. Our segment's brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today. Adam, I think the Vikings might be trying to pull a banana in the tailpipe trick on all of us. Because I see here that Aaron Jones is listed with shoulder and toe as limited for the last two practices. Yeah. But I know who Aaron Jones is. He's noted Bears wrecker. I can't stand it when Aaron Jones is potentially around in any game because I know that he will find a way to either, even if it's a limited amount of yards in a game, like it was on that Monday night game, he only had 23 yards, but he will find a way to be a difference maker, whether it's move the chains or something. He's going to find a way to make a difference against the Bears. How much do you take his presence into account?
Well, a lot because of that. Yeah, he's like the...
he loves like playing the Bears.
It's like the Nick Punto against the White Sox back in the day.
Oh, just, man. A Punto
Josh
reference.
Recently.
The old Minnesota twinsy, right?
Right. Punto. I tried to go Minnesota.
But
I tried
you could,
to
go
Minnesota.
Hell,
get
you could go with a bunch of guys from any version
of the... I just thought
of
like noted Bears, like noted White Sox frustration, so I went with Naylor, even though he's Cleveland.
There's a Naylor on this Vikings team too that comes up with clutch catches every single week too. You got to be aware
enough.
Of number one.
By the way, you guys know who was a pain with the Minnesota Twins back in the day too? Ron Coomer. Ron Coomer was kind of a thorn in the side of the White Sox at times too.
Oh my goodness! We're even going after Coom for his Minnesota.
Sorry,
ties
Coom. It's because he was an all-star.
But
Coom,
I do think that though, and as I recall in that game in week one, Adam, Aaron Jones had the right runs at the right time. Even though he only ended up with 23 in that one.
Yeah, no, and it is, and I think that goes back to what I was just talking about too, and that the Vikings aren't always a very efficient running team, and so to allow Aaron Jones to do that, whether he, you know, when it was back when he was with the Packers or now with the Vikings, it gets frustrating. So, you know, it's easier said than done, but stopping the run in this football game will be huge for both teams. And I think the team that's able to do it will obviously be putting more pressure on the quarterback to perform. But I really think that's like Caleb Williams right now is ahead of where JJ McCarthy is because of the playing time, but also because of the development. I mean, I think Ben Johnson deserves a lot of credit, but right now I trust Caleb more than I trust JJ. So the more you can take that running game away, it's going to hamstring the passing game. Cause I don't know how you couldn't be scared of these weapons the Vikings have. You have to be. I mean, it's very much on the table that Jefferson goes off for like 120, 130 in this game, with the injuries that the Bears have and continue to have in their secondary. But I think you can get away with that. You can survive with that if you stop the run and you force the takeaways in big key moments, because this team is showing you the Vikings have 11 interceptions this year, whether it was Carson Wentz or JJ McCarthy, they will throw you the ball. And so, you know, if you're Nashawn Wright, you can't drop it or have it punched out, because it wasn't really a clean drop. It was punched out by Gunnar Olszewski last week. But those opportunities, when they come, you cannot let it go through your hands.
Adam Hogue, the host of CHGO Bears and the Hogue and Johns podcast, joining us here on Raheemy Harris and Grody. This segment with Adam brought to you by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. For all the right reasons, call 866-Four Seasons. I'm really interested in some of the stuff Ben Johnson said earlier this week about being better himself as far as play calling and getting into a rhythm. And I think we were all a little surprised that they didn't run the ball more than they did last week to start the game against a team that has not been good against the run in the New York Giants. Do you feel like part of his lesson learned going into this week is to lean on that running game maybe a little bit more early?
Yeah, maybe on certain downs. Like, I didn't have a huge problem with the game plan. I think, you know, for the most part, it was effective. They were stalling out a little bit too much. And so maybe there was a play here, you know, on second down or whatever, where maybe if you had gone with a run. We also don't always know what's being checked out of. Like, a lot of times you're going to have two plays at the line of scrimmage. It's dictated on the coverage. So there's always that. When I hear a play caller kind of question some of his own calls, it's usually a result of not getting the coverage that you... it's one of two things. Like, one, yeah, maybe we should have run the ball there. That might have been smarter instead of passing. Or if you are in a pass, you know, we heard Ben Johnson talk about last couple, you know, I think it was 2 weeks ago, hunting a certain coverage and not always getting it. And so, you know, you're really leaning on your film study and your coaches and tendencies. But at the end of the day, there is a little bit of a guessing game to it, right? And so you can call something thinking you're going to get one coverage and then realize a lot of times it happens pre-snap. This might not work, but you can't, you know, you only got three timeouts, so you can't burn them all throughout the course of a game. And so you just got to kind of ride with it and see what happens. And that's where, as Ben's talked about, Caleb can make you right with his playmaking ability. You can be in the wrong play, you could get the wrong coverage, and Caleb Williams might run around and do something, you know, incredibly special to make you right. And I think those are the best head coach, play caller, quarterback combinations where you have that, you know, sort of both happening, the play caller making the quarterback right and then the quarterback making the play caller right sometimes, because on any given play, you're just not batting 1,000 throughout a course of a game. Every play, there's an offensive play call, there's a defensive play called, and someone's going to be right and wrong. So you're really just hoping to be right the majority of the time and come out on top.
Adam, what did you think of Caleb Williams talking about how, you know, in the name of staying in the pocket a tick longer, which can be a tough trick because he's focused so much on getting out of there to avoid the sacks, which he's been good at. He also uttered that he's been going through his progressions too quickly, and that part is the next part to his development. He admits that. Ben Johnson admits that. How close do you think he is, considering the progress that he's made this year, to conquering that as well? And what did you think in general of him saying that he's getting through his progressions too quickly?
Well, first of all, I love that he said it, because I don't like claim to be some quarterback film expert, but I was watching some of that. I always watch it very closely on Mondays, and I try to chart every throw. And there were a couple plays, one in particular I can think of, where he got to the second read over the middle too fast. And I'm forgetting which receiver it was, whether it was DJ Moore or Roma Dunze, wasn't quite out of his break yet. And it was too quick to even like throw with anticipation. Like that's how fast it was. And then, so now he's a three and I think maybe went to the check down when it was all said and done, if I'm remembering right. But, so I thought I was seeing that. So to hear him admit it, I like that because it's, you know, not just confirming what I thought, but because it's him being aware of that. Now that I think is a result of, and it might even be like a 1 week thing where you just know you're facing this Giants front and it might be the best one they see all season. And those guys were getting after him. So that's going to speed you up. And so trying to play on time, sometimes you're too late, sometimes you're too early, and it's all about the footwork and the timing of these routes and the rhythm and the hitches that you're in as a quarterback. And if you speed that up, it can actually cost you. The other part of it too is, you know, I think there were not every pocket's going to be perfect. So sometimes you are going to have to throw from a muddy pocket. And I think specifically, if we go back to that first drive, the fourth down incompletion to DJ Moore that he ripped down in the end zone. If you look at that play, that is probably an easy touchdown if he hits DJ Moore over the middle originally before he scrambles. I understand why he scrambled because he felt the pressure from the left. But instead of just bailing from the pocket, if he takes one, like even half step forward up into the pocket and delivers that throw, it's probably an easy touchdown. And instead, the Bears came away with 0 points. So it's that balance that Caleb was talking about in his press conference of knowing, yes, I can bail, I can make plays with my legs, like sometimes can even complete passes. But if you can stay on schedule and learn to kind of trust that pocket that you're in, he's obviously got the instincts, guys, to feel pressure. A lot of times we see him and it's like, how the hell did he know that guy was there? And how did he spin and do that? So the next step is, and it's not easy, but understanding the difference between, oh, I got to go, I'm feeling those instincts, versus I have a half second more, can step up and still deliver this throw before I bail.
Adam Hogue, we always enjoy hearing what you have to say. You can check out his work on the Hogue and Johns podcast and CHGO. Adam, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks guys. Adam. Have a great day.
That's Adam Hogue. Coming up next here on Raheemy Harris and Grody on 670 The Score. So what if it does come down to a fourth quarter again for the Bears? What if it does come down to the last 5 minutes of the game? Well, that topic has been discussed amongst the media. We'll hear what Caleb Williams had to say about it, and then Ben Johnson as well. So we'll do that next here on Raheemy Harris and Grody on The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk 3 times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved, or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.